Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to another minicast that I have titled Weaponizing the Occult. Why? Because we're seeing the effects, we're seeing the ramifications of what happens whenever we kind of step more into this atheistic, this godless, this amoral mindset, this reality where nothing matters, right? There is no right or wrong. And at the same time, we have to understand that people profiteer off of our ignorance, the same way we look at it through the through the political spectrum, through the political lens. We have to look at it through a supernatural, through a preternatural lens as well. What is happening to us is a spiritual manifestation, a physical manifestation of the spirit that people have within them. This is Weaponizing the Occult, and with that being said, let's start this episode. I appear before you good people today talking about something very strange. News has come out in Florida that two middle school girls plan to murder their classmates and drink their blood. Now, this is not science fiction. Here's the clip.
We're getting a good look at the weapons. Authorities say two Bartow middle schoolers plan to use to kill their own classmates. A butcher knife, pizza cutter, and scissors. These are some of the weapons police say that 11 and 12-year-old girls brought to school.
They wanted to kill at least 15 people and were waiting in the bathroom for the opportunity to find smaller kids that they could overpower to be their victims.
Officers found the girls in a bathroom with a goblet on hand to reportedly drink their victims' blood. Officers say the girls called themselves devil worshippers, but the whole thing stopped after one girl's mom called in when a robocall said she skipped school. We're getting a good look at the weapons. Authorities
say crazy. All of this is crazy. The very fact that you have kids, 11 and 12 years old, having premeditated murder, trying to, as they said, they said they were devil worshippers. Who knows? Maybe they're trying to plead for insanity at 12 years old, but this seems already crazy. Could you imagine that? We wouldn't hear about these types of things. We wouldn't hear about these types of developments of the dark side if we didn't pay attention. You see, I kind of covered this in the last time that we talked about the occult, right? Where we said the awakening of the occult, where they established the Arch of Baal, right? The Arch of Triumph, using all of that anger and that sexual energy that was brought forth by Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. You notice how no one's talking about them anymore. No one's talking about them. But I'll tell you what else happened in response to all of this craziness. And this is, again, how you have to see them weaponizing the occult, putting this type of stuff out there, conditioning people and you, myself, everyone, to get used to these types of things, to get used to this type of world. It's no longer lunacy. This is, as I said before, a physical manifestation of the spiritual problem that is taking forth here in America. Here, let's take a listen before I play for you guys this clip of witches and warlocks that are trying to hex Brett Kavanaugh, who are part of this whole hashtag magic resistance movement. We have to understand that these people are meeting every single week, every single month. I've talked about this. I will put the clip for you guys in here. You can go to our Instagram story page or to our IGTV. You can see the 10-minute long video for yourself of hexing, of chanting, of spells, of people doing these types of things. Public rituals. Trying to seduce you into the dark side. Right here, I wish we were getting cameras set up in here so we can start covering some of these documents that we have. I have for you people the occult criminal investigation reference material from the Michigan State Police, the Child Abuse Unit. But this document that I have right here is from November 1988. We're talking 30 years old, people. Almost 40 years old. 30 years later, we're having sacrifices, counterfeit signs and wonders, and this is one thing that I wanted to take the time to point out to you people. Understand this. They have their ground troops, Antifa. They have their ground troops, the witches that bind Trump. They have their ground. When I say counterfeit, let me clarify, right? So in this so-called conscious movement, right, the conscious community of ours, we have these things called light workers, people who are trying to help raise the vibrations, help put some decent love, light, and positivity into the world. Well, obviously the dark side would have to counterfeit these types of things because they can't generate these things themselves. They're counterfeits. They copy. They have to masquerade. But where did all of this start? What was the point of this? How did we even get to this point? You see. Well, I'll tell you, it didn't just happen overnight. As I said before, 30 years later, you got to think, some of the witches, the warlocks, the maguses, the sorcerers, the wizards, the priests, the necromancers, the Luciferians, the Satanists, these people, they went underground for 30 years. That's all they did. It gave them time to not only have offspring, but to plan, to organize. What we're seeing right now is just the unleashing of that, the weaponizing of that. They understand that now people are willing to accept the dark side. Now we people are willing to forego God, religion, spirituality, in the sake of power. Here, only on this plane, you see. And it's so crazy. There are people, again, speaking about the people 30 years ago, giving them time to organize. You see, I've talked about this, how they try to demonically birth other chosen ones, so to speak. And this is the word that they choose, chosen ones, because they demonize the womb. They ritualize the womb. They call in all kinds of different spirits and do all kinds of different things to embed dark side energy, demonic energy into these beings, only so that they can grow up and have the ability to summon entities, to cast these spells, to hex people, to send out demons on assignment. We don't ever think about this. We think, it's funny. Isn't this hilarious? You know, you got Beyonce's former drummer saying that she's doing dark magic. You got satanic images in the new reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Isn't this awesome? You have witches outnumbering Presbyterians in the U.S. as Wicca and paganism grows astronomically. That's amazing. And this isn't just because it's Halloween or we're coming around to that time frame. No, it's not because any of that. This is the truth. This is what we've been gradually leading up to. But we're ignoring it. We're not trying to look for the signs, the true signs, that the dark side is on the rise. When I say they're trying to weaponize the occult, I'm trying to say they're being more seductive about their power. They're trying to pull people in. They're trying to break down their will. Their numbers are growing too. As I said before, they're doing these rituals every single week. And I don't want to scare people, but who do you think is organizing these types of things? Like I said, the generational people who have been behind the scenes, working with others, pulling them in, figuring out ways to break down the human psyche, to figure out how they can be more susceptible to accepting the dark side influence. Here, let me play for you this clip. I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there because they're doing this thing like it's, you know, the 90s and everybody's here chanting. You see, that's how it has to work. It's the same way with the Freemasons. It's the same way with the Satanists, the Luciferians, and a lot of other secret societies. You see, they have different stages of involvement. They have to make it trendy. They have to make it seem like it's not what it is. You see, and I'll be doing a few episodes in the future about actually being able to call upon your natural energy, your natural spirit, praying to God, asking for protection, asking for power. What this is, it's very hard because you have to understand counterfeiting the same way they do with money is very, very deceitful. Counterfeiting is being able, drawing in the multi-faced deception, using the signs and the wonders, saying this person is that. Realize the times that we are in. Common sense is not so common. And what's happening is a splintering throughout society. This is what I'm saying. You're seeing a physical manifestation of the spiritual warfare that is taking place. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Realize we're only like a few years out from them, you know, taking God and Christianity out of school. Okay, and look at like what's already happening. You got little girls running around trying to stab people as if this is some kind of Channel Zero TV show. You've got Satanists literally saying, "We demand Baphomet in Arkansas. We want a statue so we can pray to him." You have organized witches and wizards, warlocks, occultists, Luciferians, Satanists, openly practicing rituals. You have them erecting statues to a horned god in Washington. You have human trafficking going up like crazy, and nobody's talking about any of that. Nope. We're not talking about any of it. And this is what I'm talking about. So when we're looking at this type of stuff, okay, and I'll read for you guys this quick article. Again, kind of posturing where we're at. When we're looking at this type of stuff, we have to understand that this is the time frame that we are in. This is the development of the Mysterium. You see, I think it's crazy. I have to get out of this kind of schism of where, you know, we're not allowed to talk about like our faith and what we believe, you know, but I believe, I'm a believer, man. I believe in God. That's why, you know, we have a Bible here in the studio. That's why we have all kinds of different other texts here in the studio. And that's why I feel like, you know, my relationship with God is not one that's meant to be public, but I also feel like, you know, I'm meant to lead to help people. And what I see happening right now is a lot of spirit-filled delusion. You see, and when I say spirit-filled delusion, you got to look at the programming. Look at what's out there. People aren't themselves. People aren't right. This is the manifestation of the demonic energy. As I said, 30 years later, this document I have right here, it goes over this. Signs to look for even then. These are signs that we openly accept now. I've had countless people on the show where we've talked about them literally creating the perfect environment for your body to be a host to these energies. You see. And if people, and this is the problem too, a lot of people only think, you know, we're only supposed to look at the light side of things. We're never supposed to assess the dark. You have to keep the dark in check. You see. A lot of what we have gone through is because we have been misled, intentionally misled. And because we don't take the time to look at what's going on, we don't try to put two and two together, we don't understand how they are literally using our ignorance. We think that, you know, none of this stuff is real. The Antichrist, the restraining on society, the powers of the dark side, none of this is real. We don't think any of it has to do with us, right? And yet still we see it advancing. Why is that? It's because people do nothing. It's because good people do nothing. We don't take the time to look at the signs, look at the true things that are going on. And I know, it's October, so some people think that these aren't, you know, things that we should really be discussing. They laugh, they joke it, they blow it off. Well, I want to kind of end the transmission with this little tidbit. It's Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, And this just shows you the time frame that we are in. We believe more in the political, more in man's law, more in what we see happening around us than what's happening to us. You see, we have to understand that those in power, they know what they're doing. That's why they're slowly unleashing these types of things. The enemy works off of our ignorance. Understand that. And that's why we have to let the wicked flee. That's why we have to expose them. This isn't right. This isn't normal. I should not be playing for you clips of the police who just so happened to stop an 11 and a 12-year-old girl stopping from killing 15 people. You see, we have, again, let me list this out for you. We have, as I said before, little girls out there trying to have satanic rituals, eating flesh, drinking blood. I could play for you the clip of the Hampstead children where they have talked about it just around that age, and I think that's even more strange. And if people are unfamiliar with what the Hampstead case is, it's two children from the UK who have talked about, you know, their teacher, their father, their librarian, the mailman, you know, the people at the grocery store, all taking part in satanic rituals, having to drink from the skulls. This is not a joke, okay? Again, I don't think I should have this type of information. This should not be news, but if you don't understand where it's coming from, you can't really place what's happening. They are trying to infiltrate things. They are weaponizing the occult. Like I said, let me play for you guys this clip of Paul Harvey saying, "If I were the devil."
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what
Think about that. You are the ripest apple. Do as you please shall be the whole of the law. Or do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, is what Aleister Crowley said. We are witnessing the great inversion. And they are trying to evict God from your life. This is the weaponizing of the occult. I try to tell you, good people, what's on my mind. The reason why I do this. The reason why I'm here. I keep asking, what values are we bringing into this new world order? Do we care? Do we see what's happening to us? I do. And I'll be right here with you. So all I can really say is, let us pray. Let us pray for protection. Let us pray for healing and clarity. Let us pray against the wickedness and the wiles of the devil. Let us pray to God for some kind of salvation. However, that's all I really have for you, my friends. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.